Today is July 28th, 2026. Hi, I'm Alex Morgan, and Debug the Hype is an independent podcast not affiliated with or endorsed by GitHub. This week, one local inference project kept climbing in popularity, and I want to show why moving inference into C and the desktop is suddenly a practical option for builders. This week, MoneyPrinter Turbo jumped into mainstream attention after its community pushed it to about 100,000 stars, driven by a simple promise. Give it a topic or a keyword, and it will auto-generate an HD short video. The repo strings large language models, media search, subtitle generation, and music selection into an automated pipeline so creators can batch produce vertical or horizontal videos. It's built in Python and comes with Docker files and examples to run end-to-end on your machine. If you make a lot of short-form content, this is one to watch for automating the boring parts of production. Microsoft's generative AI for beginners saw renewed interest this week as learners and teams bookmarked its set of 21 Jupyter lessons, pushing that repo to roughly 113,000 stars. The materials are interactive notebooks that teach how to build generative applications end-to-end, from prompt engineering to simple deployment examples, so the mechanism is learn by doing with code you can run locally. For teams onboarding to generative tools, it's a practical curriculum rather than a high-level survey.
This week, Llama.cpp continued its momentum, landing at roughly 122,000 stars as contributors refine its CPU-first inference path. The immediate news is social proof. More engineers are choosing local inference instead of a remote API, and Llama.cpp's C and C++ runtime is the visible backbone for that shift. At a technical level, the project focuses on compact, dependency-light inference, single-language builds, portable microkernels, and aggressive quantization support, so consumer laptops and small servers can run reasonably large models without GPU-only toolchains. One user comment summed it up: "This finally makes model inference usable on my laptop," which captures why developers are excited. Architecturally, Llama.cpp trades specialized accelerator optimizations for portability and small memory footprint. That design choice reduces engineering friction, but can leave some performance on the table compared with vendor SDKs tuned for specific GPUs. The trade-off matters. You get easier deployment, simpler packaging, and lower cloud spend risk at the cost of squeezing every last millisecond of latency. That makes Llama.cpp an obvious choice for privacy-sensitive use cases and offline features where copying data to a cloud service isn't acceptable. Expect more product teams to prototype offline assistance and on-device features precisely because this project lowers the integration bar.
Relatedly, ComfyUI's community surge this week pushed it toward about 123,000 stars as artists and engineers extend its node graph approach for diffusion pipelines. The concrete change is adoption. Contributors are shipping node plugins that turn complex image generation sequences into reusable graph components, so teams can compose steps, prompt transforms, upscalers, inpinning nodes without brittle scripting. Technically, ComfyUI separates the front-end graph UI from Python nodes and a headless backend, which means you can run experiments locally and then automate the same graphs in batch or CI. That node graph design is the key architectural choice. It favors composability over one-shot scripts, making complex workflows reproducible and shareable between artists and engineers. The trade-offs are a steeper learning curve and more surface area for plugin compatibility issues, but the upside is predictable pipelines that can be integrated into asset pipelines or content farms. One artist in the thread described it as turning my creative process into a small program I can version control, and that's the heart of why creators are adopting it. If ComfyUI keeps maturing its plugin ecosystem, studios will start treating these graphs like first-class production assets rather than hobby experiments. If Llama.cpp's portability and ComfyUI's composable graphs keep gaining traction, expect a wave of production features that run models locally and plug creative pipelines directly into editorial tooling. I'm Alex Morgan. Thanks for listening to Debug the Hype.